bodies lying side by side, the dead and dying all the while, the whole world sliding side.
What shall we do to the dead and dying? What shall we do to the dead and dying? What shall we do with the dead and dying?
Yo ho, the roaring forties.
What shall we do with the dead and dying?
You'd think being sentenced to transportation is bad enough, wouldn't you? But no, because then you have to leave your little ones with your mother and hope they don't end up on the parish because she's not exactly fit as a fiddle herself these days. And then you clapped irons and marched onto a prison ship. Ever tried to march while shackled round the ankles? Nah, didn't think so. I'll give you a clue though, it's not easy. They only unlock them when you're on board so they can throw you below deck. I'm sure they don't grease the bowl just so you can hear it squeal when they throw it home. Yuck, home. Bad choice of words there, like. But I've been told I'm one of the lucky ones, because we're not kept behind bars on this ship. One of the sailors was telling me about another ship where the men are kept in cages. Cages! First they take your freedom, then your dignity. I'll be honest though, I wish we were in cages on this one. It's a mixed ship, if you catch me meaning. So if you're not fending off one of the male prisoners, you're stuck with the attentions of the male sailors. On this ship, most of the prisoners have some god-awful disease, so it doesn't take much to avoid them. And you're more keen to avoid the typhoid than their grotty little worms. Put it this way, there are only 3 beds in the hospital on board, if you can even call it a hospital, and they've got 2 to a bed at the moment. They can stay there for all I care. We're kept below most of the time, but I've convinced one of the sailors to let me up on deck to stretch me legs. You can use your imagination what I used to pay for that perk, but it'll do me for now. I grew up by the Tyne, you see, so I'm used to being near water. Though the fresh air from the sea makes a nice change from the stinks you got from the river. It's about the only high point about this whole rotten affair. Oh, I'll have to go in a minute. The first mate's got the lash out again, and by the looks of him, he's 3 sheets to the wind already. God knows who's for it this time, but it doesn't take much to push him over the edge. I got a beating one day because I forgot to hand back me fork after the slop they called dinner. Pity I hadn't hung on to the knife. I could have made good use of that. Oh, if they keep pushing me, then I might just forget again. What are they going to do? Transport us. Anyway, I find myself up on here on deck whenever my friend can arrange it. There was one day he even stuck me in shackles so I couldn't throw myself overboard. As if I'd do that. I've vowed that if I ever make it to Australia, I won't be there long. Oh no, I'll be away home as soon as I can. I can't leave me bairns to the mercy of the state. What mercy, I ask you? The same mercy that condemned me to this. And all for the sake of a handkerchief.
Side to side, tossed on a cold dark sea, how I've tried to be what I'd hoped to be. Underfoot the world begins to slide. Lean in hard and end up tossed aside. All in all, I only wish that I had someone on my side.